We're back right here on Talk of the Town. Glad you can make it today on this really pretty sunshiny day here in Rome, Georgia. We've had so much rain until when the sunshine peeks through, we just have a fit. You know, on the telephone with us, we have today someone who is doing something that is really so important, Stu Strumwasser. You know, every day, 20 Americans die while waiting for an organ transplant, in addition to the lives lost and the tremendous expenses. A problem with a long and dangerous wait is that it motivates some of those on the waiting list to find their way to black market brokers. Scary. Well, Stu Strumwasser, I hope I got that right. Did I, Stu?
You did, and it's a fairly incredible accomplishment. Thank you, Nell.
Born in Queens, raised in Lynbrook, New York, after graduating from Cornell University, he quickly became a successful businessman, working for several firms on Wall Street before founding Snow Beverages and serving as the company's CEO for 6 years. Now, he's currently the co-founder and COO of 10 Grade, a social rating tool. Strumwasser is also the drummer and songwriter for indie rock band Channeling Owen. Now, this is his first published novel, and I don't have the novel, but I can imagine it's going to be interesting. All right, now, you had to do some, well, just let me say good afternoon to you.
Hi, thanks very much for having me today.
Well, we're just delighted. You've written this book, but tell me something. Why did this topic enter your brain? Why did you begin research into organ donation?
Now, I don't know. That might be the most interesting scientific exploration of the whole subject. I was interested in this subject. I found it fascinating for a long time. Not particularly more than any other fascinating subject, like indie rock and roll or space exploration, stuff that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what was interesting to me was less the black market, per se, than it was the guy. You know, because I understand why a guy in a poor village in India or Thailand or Moldova might get into this as a way to make some money. But I thought it was always incredibly interesting when I read about, you know, some of this stuff, you know, to find that there were Americans whose business is what's called transplant tourism, where they take rich and desperate Americans and Europeans and set up trips for them to go overseas to buy a kidney or another life-saving organ.
Yeah, it's kind of barbaric, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, it's so much more complicated than that and more nuanced. The way that these sellers who are poor in third world countries get seduced into selling an organ for chump change, that is tragic. And the way that they're treated, getting terrible aftercare, some end up dead or sick from infection, that is sort of barbaric.
Wow.
But the real problem is a political one, in that there's an organ shortage crisis here in America, which causes the black market in the first place.
Yeah, because there's not enough real deep thought about what you could do. Now, on the driver's license here in Georgia, we, you know, say yes or no to organ donation. And, of course, mine, you know, I've got yes on mine. I mean, if I'm dead, if they can use something I got, let them have it. But there's so many people out there that don't really know what this is all about. And that's why I wanted you to be on today.
Yeah, thank you. That's a perfect, you know, kind of way to set the stage. And let me tell you what people can do. So there's two things. We'll talk first about what an individual can do. What can one of your listeners do to help? Because, you know, the incredible thing, I'll give you a couple of numbers that are amazing. So 95% of Americans, according to a famous poll done by Gallup 10 years ago, support organ donation and feel the exact same way that you and I do.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I'm dead or dying and someone else's life can be saved, go for it. As a matter of fact, 8 different people's lives could be saved from one donor.
Yeah.
So most people feel that way. The disconnect is that only 45% of those eligible bother to register. It's just poorly orchestrated at the DMV, and, you know, there isn't one national system. Now, here's the worst part. Even if you're registered, let me tell you what happens. Most organs come from people who end up brain dead in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Despite any confusion about this, if you're brain dead, meaning there's no brain activity, the chance of recovery is essentially zero. It's not like people ever wake up from that state.
Yeah.
But what happens is, you know, you or I may have checked organ donor on our driver's license. If one of us, you know, God forbid, got in a terrible accident, we ended up in a hospital, 15,000 Americans every year do. Now, at some point, invariably, someone from that hospital is going to have to go ask the worst questions of that person's family at the worst time.
Yeah.
And even though that person indicated that he or she knew what she was doing and wants to be an organ donor, and even though most states make it legally binding, the families half the time are so distraught. Some say yes, half of them say no.
Yeah, that's true.
And when they say no, the hospitals never contradict their wishes. And thousands of life-saving kidneys and other organs every year go into the garbage, many of which were from someone who actually wanted to be an organ donor. And that's one of the things I'd like to see changed in legislation. But let me just, I know this is a really long answer. Let me just tell you what an individual can do. If you're listening and you hear me right now, my voice, please take 2 minutes and go to donatelife.net.
Donatelife.net.
Yeah, that's the largest nonprofit that supports organ donor registration. It takes 2 minutes to sign up. You'll click through to your state, and then you can register to be an organ donor. So That's the first step. If we can get that number from 45% closer to the 95% who want to do this, that could save a lot of lives.
Boy, it could, really. Okay, now, you wrote in your book. Now, see, I don't have your book, and I need your book.
Well,
we got to get your book.
I defer to my publisher, and I apologize.
That's okay. But, you know, this was a sort of a on the spur of the moment thing. When I got this email from Jennifer, I went, whoa, I got an opening tomorrow, and I'd love to get this man on because, you know, right. I've read so much about this, and I've read about this organ, people that steal organs from people. And like I say, to me, it would be so barbaric. And really, in the way they treat these people, it's kind of like murder. If you don't follow up and have treatment for this person that's donating an organ, they can die. And that, to me, would be murder.
Well, it is. It's terrible. And, you know, what happens is as soon as you make something of value illegal, somebody is going to start selling it in back alleys.
Yep.
To make some money.
Yep.
It was true for alcohol in the 30s. It's true for, you know, drugs. It's true for organs. So you're right that sellers are treated very badly. But let me, you know, clarify one thing. When you say people steal organs, that doesn't really happen. That's kind of an urban myth. There are stories about, you know, businessmen in Las Vegas being seduced into a hotel room and then waking up in a bathtub of ice missing a kidney.
Oh.
That never happens because, well, almost never. I can't say it's never happened. But it's highly unlikely because you need two sterile operating rooms to do a nephrectomy and a organ transplant, kidney transplant. And then furthermore, why would anyone risk attempted murder and kidnapping when they could just buy one?
So yeah.
Let me give you the economics here that are crazy. If you're an American and obesity is feeding diabetes, there's now 29 million Americans that are diabetic.
Yeah.
The number is accelerating at an incredible rate.
Who knows how many has been not diagnosed?
That's true. Diabetes sometimes leads to end-stage renal disease, where if you don't get a kidney transplant, you end up on dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the average wait for a kidney today is about 7 years. while they're on dialysis, which is incredibly uncomfortable and starts ruining your other organs, you had the numbers just about right. 21 people a day die because an organ wasn't donated in time. 18 of them needed a kidney. And remember, we have two of those. Right? You only really need one.
And you only need one, yeah.
You do, yeah. So those people have a choice. And a few of them manage to find guys like the character in my book, whose name is New York Jack, who can get them a kidney on the black market in third world countries.
So okay.
The average price for a kidney on the black market today is around $150,000.
Wow. Really?
What do you think that the seller gets out of that $150,000?
Not much.
Take a guess.
$25? I don't know.
Well, it's a little bit better than that, but it's not a whole lot. About $1,000.
Okay. Well, right. I mean, considering, that's ridiculous. Now, let me do this right quick, Stu.
Sure.
We got to take a little break for a commercial. And we'll be right back with you now. Don't move a muscle, okay? We'll be right back. Okay, folks, stand by. We'll continue this very interesting conversation in just a minute.